USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department has just reported that retail sales rose 0.2% in January, a pleasant surprise for retail analysts who'd forecast a 0.1% decline. Several of the Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke to crowds at the South by Southwest event in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren talking about her concerns about big tech companies.
That the space around companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google is now referred to by venture capitalists as the kill zone. Because if you try to step a small business into that, it either gets bought up when it shows its worth and before it can actually grow into something that's really strong and valuable, or it just gets wiped out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Ethiopian airline officials say after a Sunday morning air crash, the black boxes from the doomed Boeing 737 MAX 8 have been found. The flight went down just minutes after takeoff from the capital of Addis Ababa, killing all 157 people on board, people from three dozen different nations, eight of them were Americans. The NTSB has sent a team of four experts to the crash scene to help in the investigation. The White House releasing President Trump's 2020 fiscal year budget today, which calls for $8.6 billion for the wall the president wants at the border with Mexico. It also proposes $750 billion for military spending and 5% cuts for all domestic non-military spending. And today's the last day to use Payless Shoe Source gift cards, as the discount shoe chain is going to start closing its stores across the nation next month. The company's filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Two Christian leaders have gotten together to hold their first ever meeting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pope Francis meeting Saturday with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Russell Nelson at the Vatican, where the two sat down and chatted for about 30 minutes. Afterwards, they said they spoke about the importance of family and religious liberty. Nelson also says they discussed humanitarian work, where the two churches have worked side by side. The LDS Church dedicating its first temple ever in Rome on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Oklahoma community is mourning the death of a student in a Friday evening school bus crash. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Classes are canceled Monday and extracurricular activities are canceled all week following a head-on crash that involved a school bus carrying members of the Kanawha Middle School softball team in Oklahoma. Three people were killed, including one of the students. School Superintendent Corey Allen says the community is responding.
Probably what separates us from the rest of the nation is that when people are hurting, people step up to the plate, and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, there's a lot of people wanting to know what they can do, and right now there's not a lot.
A suspected drunk driver of the SUV and a passenger were also killed.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.